This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Susila Kharki holding meeting with chief ministers of all seven provinces today. Meeting aims to enhance federal provincial coordination in current political scenario. Four people, including three from same family, killed in road accident in Dhanusa. BP highway reopens after three-day disruption caused by floods and landslides. And explosion in Mexico and landslide in Kenya claimed dozens of lives. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Susila Kharki is holding a meeting with the chief ministers of all seven provinces today at Balwatar. The meeting is scheduled for 4 p.m. according to the Prime Minister's Secretariat. Prime Minister Kharki's press coordinator Ram Bahadur Rawal said the discussion aims to strengthen dialogue and cooperation between the federal and provincial governments amid the challenging political context. The meeting will be attended by Koshi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Bahadur Kharki, Madhya Province Chief Minister Jitendra Prasad Sonar, Bagmati Province Chief Minister Indra Bahadur Bani, Gandaki Province Chief Minister Surendra Raj Pandey, Lumini Province Chief Minister Chit Narayan Acharya, Karunali Province Chief Minister Yamlal Kanel, and Sudur Paschim Chief Minister Kamal Bahadur Shaha. Four people, including three members of the same family, have been killed in a road accident at Birendra Bazar in Dhanusa yesterday evening. The victims have been identified as 40-year-old Dhan Bahadur Purvasane Magar, 35-year-old Sambu Purvasane Magar, 35-year-old Nisa Purvasane Magar, and 40-year-old rickshaw driver Dumber Rai, all died on the spot. Police said the accident occurred when a passenger bus traveling from Biratnagar to Dhangadi collided with an auto rickshaw. Two children, 14-year-old Sital Magar and 9-year-old Roshan Magar, sustained serious injuries and are receiving treatment at Nehru Hospital in Janakpur Dham. An investigation is ongoing. The BP highway, blocked for 3 days by floods and landslides, has resumed operation. The disruption had occurred at several points along the Chowki Dana Nepal Tok section in Kabri Palanchuk, according to Suman Yogesh, Chief Divisional Senior Engineer at the Division Road Office, Bhaktapur. The highway reopened this morning after debris clearance and the construction of a 50-meter diversion at Charsa BC in Rosi Rural Municipality 8. He said the clearance work had been delayed due to continuous dry landslides, particularly in the Monthi area of Rosi 12. The landslides, triggered by continuous rainfall since last Thursday, had completely blocked multiple sections of the highway. Similarly, traffic has resumed on the Kanti Highway connecting Hetor and Kathmandu after large stones from a landslide at Gottefakhab Bakia 11 were cleared. The road had been completely blocked since 6 a.m. this morning due to heavy rains. Deputy Superintendent of Police Pushkar Bogati said the Hetor Kulikhani Sisneri Dakshinkali route remains closed after a landslide at Jamburi of Indra Sarovar 3 last evening. Vehicles from both directions are stranded and clearance is slow as wet soil and falling rocks continue to pose hazards. Spanish climber Jesus Martinez Novas is stranded at Mokalu base camp due to snowfall and bad weather, has been rescued by helicopter from an altitude of 5,500 meters after 6 days. Songkhla Sabha District Police Office said Novas was airlifted to Khumbu Pasanglamu Rural Municipality, Pho in Solukhumbu. Around 70 foreign and 60 domestic tourists were also trapped at the base camp during the adverse weather. Meanwhile, efforts are underway to reopen trekking routes in Manang, disrupted by continuous snowfall, to Tilitu Lake, Thoranglapas, Larke Pass, and Manaslu. Chief District Officer Navaraj Podial site, the district administration, local authorities, Annapurna Conservation Area Project, and tourism entrepreneurs are working together to clear the trekking routes. Tourists with guides are now allowed to continue, while trekking without guides remains banned due to safety risk and limited communication in upper areas. Annapurna Conservation Area Project Manang Head, Dhak Vahadur Brazil, said the road has been cleared up to Tilitsu Base Camp, with efforts ongoing to open the route to Tilitsu Lake. Around 200 foreign tourists headed towards Taurangla yesterday. Tourists are urged to travel in groups with guides for safety. Local authorities and tourism stakeholders are coordinating to ensure safe passage for adventure tourists. Trekking had been temporarily banned due to avalanche risk, but efforts are now focused on clearing thick snow and resuming the Annapurna Conservation Area treks safely. Garbage trucks have resumed moving to the Bonsaridana landfill after a four-day halt caused by local protests. Urban Development Minister Kulman Gissing visited the site today and assured locals that past agreements would be implemented, leading to the resumption of garbage disposal. The blockage had caused waste to pile up across streets and homes in Kathmandu. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 23 people, including children, have died and 11 others injured following an explosion at a supermarket in the northwestern Mexican state of Sonora. According to Al Jazeera, the blast occurred on Saturday at the Waldo's store in Hermosillo. Local authorities confirmed that the incident was not an attack or a violent act targeting civilians. Sonora Governor Alfonso Durazo stated in a video message that several victims were minors and that survivors are receiving treatment at hospitals. Meanwhile, in Kenya, 21 people have died after a landslide struck the western region of the country following heavy rainfall. Interim Minister Kipchumba Murkomen said the incident occurred late Friday night in Marakwet East. The Kenyan Red Cross reported that rescue efforts are ongoing, but many of the worst affected areas remain inaccessible due to mudslides and flash floods. 10 people, 9 with life-threatening injuries, are hospitalized following a stabbing on a Doncaster London King's Cross train in UK on Saturday. According to the BBC, 2 suspects were arrested after the train made an unscheduled stop at Huntingdon Station, where dozens of officers responded. British Transport Police said counter-terrorism officers are assisting in the investigation to determine the full circumstances and motivation. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer described the incident as appalling and deeply concerning, urging the public to follow local authorities' guidelines. Now the agenda with the forecast for the country today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the Monsoon cyclone, which originated in the Bay of Bengal, is gradually weakening, though clear weather has yet to return. The cyclone has affected weather conditions across the country. Light rainfall and snowfall are likely in a few places of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. The hilly regions are expected to remain partly cloudy. At present, both the westerly wind and a low pressure system formed over the Arabian Sea are influencing the country's weather. It will be generally cloudy in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces during the day, while some hilly areas and parts of Madhya province will see partly cloudy skies. The rest of the country is expected to experience clear weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Susila Kharki holding meeting with chief ministers of all seven provinces today. Meeting aims to enhance federal-provincial coordination in current political scenario. Four people, including three from same family, killed in road accident in Dhanusa. BP highway reopens after three-day disruption caused by floods and landslides. And explosion in Mexico and landslide in Kenya claim dozens of lives. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.